This is
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
The scholar of this program is Ms. Razia Shameli.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. O people, one who gives iftar or meal to a fasting person during this month will be like the one who has freed someone and his past sins will be forgiven. Some of the people who were there then asked the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, not all of us are able to invite those who are fasting. The Prophet, in his sermon for the arrival of the month of Ramadan, replied to them, God gives this reward even if the iftar is a drink of water. Now, I've been sharing tips with you on how to have a more spiritual month of Ramadan. The first tip was to be mindful. Second one was to work on one quality that we need help with in our personalities. The third tip was to develop taqwa or God consciousness in ourselves. Tip number four, giving iftar well is one of the beauties of the month of Ramadan. Spreading the iftar table and preparing delicious food for your family members, for your friends, relatives, or the needy creates such joy in one's heart that turns the occasion into an unforgettable memory. The Noble Prophet even recommends that this valuable act should be done even if it's by giving someone a drink of water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering down His bounties and immeasurable blessings upon us. Why should we not learn from Him? It's the spirit of giving that is important. I think we can even take a step further and shower the people around us with spiritual food. As a mom in the month of Ramadan, I can allocate 30 minutes a day to say one religious point to my daughter or son. I can have creativity and turn it into a fun activity. As a dad, I can gather my family around me 20 to 40 minutes a day, either before or after iftar, and talk about a Quranic verse, story, or a beautiful hadith. All the members can take part. As a teacher, I can talk about an ethical virtue that is stressed in the Islamic teachings. I don't necessarily have to say that Islam has said so. Ethical and moral qualities are universal. Everyone in the world loves and admires loyalty, kindness, sympathy, and care. And everyone in the world detests lying, treachery, violence. Whatever your standing or job in the society, you can make a spiritual contribution to the people who are around you.
You lift me up high, you spread fly me to the sky. I feel so alive. It's like my soul thrives in your light. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan.
Tip number five, The holy month of Ramadan is the spring of the Quran. We know that we're on a journey of life and that its guide and manual is the Quran. But honestly, how many minutes a day do we devote our precious time to this invaluable Quran? How much time do we put on a daily basis to recite and contemplate upon it? The month of Ramadan is the best time to make a start. Even if we start with 5 minutes a day and then increase it to 10 or 15 minutes, and even longer, it would be perfect. As a father of a family who is commanded in this holy book to قو أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا in chapter Tahrim, this means guard yourself and your family from fire. And who has the duty of the spiritual uplifting of his family? Ramadan would be a golden opportunity to make a start and inshallah continue with it in the other months of the year. Well, in the past couple of years, they have started a very beautiful tradition, which is an hourly recitation of the Quran on a daily basis. I mean, places like mosques or shrines schedule the program of covering one chapter of this luminous book every day. And people gather from different parts of the city in a spiritual and fire environment, and they all together recite some pages of the Quran. You can set up a similar program at home with family or community members, friends or relatives, and do the same. The timing can be flexible. You can have the program either before iftar, which can terminate in a light iftar gathering, breaking your fast with some dates and soup, or it can be 1 or 2 hours after iftar. The spiritual aroma that would enter your houses with such programs is absolutely legendary. I would like to end with a beautiful supplication from Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, for the blessed month of Ramadan. He says, he made one of its nights surpass the nights of 1,000 months and named it the night of decree. In it, the angels and the spirit descend by the leave of their Lord upon every command. A peace constant in blessings until the rising of the dawn upon whomsoever he will of his servants according to the decision he has made firm. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
The wise for a better life.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned. One must know religion basics and according to them must influence his or her personality and heart. You must influence your heart. We must address our heart many times. One of men of spirituality said, I read that praise to my dormant and ignorant heart several thousand times a day. What a nice phrase.
چند هزار مرتبه مثلا فلان ذکر رو بر این دل خفته غافل خودم خوندم. چه تعبیر خوبی است.
Memories fade like a dusty window pane, and you can't see your past no more. The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always be.